You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
The Grace Series, Mercy, John 3, verse 16, King James Version. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise the Lord, for his mercy and goodness endure forever. Psalm 136. I do not know about you, but I surely received a wonderful shot of strength, courage, love, and empowerment from the message on grace. Within the month of March, we are looking forward to the celebration of life. Here in central and southern Texas, we see the leaves coming on the trees and green grass and flowers erupting all over the landscape. It is new life after a period of death. This is what some people, lost people, just minimize with the words, the circle of life. But my dear friends, there is so much more to this than just the circle of life. Within the coming weeks, this is what we are looking at: grace, mercy, faith, hope, love, and new life in Christ. This week, we are continuing in the Grace series with God's mercy. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an all-merciful God. Ael Maliyeh Rahamim. One of the most well-known and recited Bible passages on God's mercy is surely Psalm 136. And today, with this psalm in hand, we will be blessed by the Lord and understand his mercy for us. Psalm 136, King James Version. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and Og the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever, even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord, my friends, praise the Lord. We would be in a whole heap of trouble if God was not El Maleh Rachamim, a merciful God. I can imagine how reluctant Moses, must have felt to go back upon Mount Sinai when, in anger, he had broken the two tablets on which God had written his commandments. God, however, wrote them again in the same way he had done the first two, and God descended in the cloud, and in that cloud stood before Moshe, and said, Exodus 34, verse 6 to 9, King James Version. And the Lord passed by before him, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste, and bowed his head toward the earth, and worshipped. And he said, If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. For it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. The Lord God is merciful and full of grace, abundant in his goodness and truth. But also, as it says, he will by no means clear the guilty of all wrongdoings and give a get-out-of-jail-free card for those who are lost in sin and trespasses. Sometimes we feel that we are on our own, and when we are going along out of the saving light of grace, outside of the light and path of Jesus Christ, we might just be on that path of darkness all alone. However, still mercy. Isaiah spoke God's word, Isaiah 54, verse 7, King James Version. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In the book of Numbers, however, we again see the warning of the Lord in Numbers 14, verse 18, where God tells us that his mercy is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. So many times you hear people say, and preachers preach, that once saved is always saved. That, however, removes the part on our half of the covenant of grace. Grace that God extends, but we need to accept. God's mercy upon us when we accept his grace, but God's judgment when we reject it. Numbers 14, verse 18, King James Version. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation. Numbers 14, verse 18, Common English Bible. The Lord is very patient and absolutely loyal, forgiving wrongs and disloyalty. Yet he doesn't forgo all punishment, disciplining the grandchildren and great-grandchildren for their ancestors' wrongs. A word of warning. Overall, we see in many translations, as we see here in the Common English Bible, that a lot of harshness is mellowed down. However proper the CEB might be, many times we do need to be very careful with paraphrased translations and make sure that we are not altering the Word of God. That, as we know from our studies, also occurs in the by many so beloved King James Bible. Mercy is so much more and clearly to the point than absolutely loyal, or as the NIV translates, abounding in love. Mercy tells us that we do not deserve it. When, as boys, we were fighting and had our adversary pinned down, the word to let go was mercy. He needed to ask for mercy, not forgiveness, not our love, not our loyalty, no mercy. O God, have mercy upon our soul, not, O God, have absolute loyalty on our soul. Because, my friends, God is loyal. It was not him walking away from you. It was you walking away from him. So he just needs to wrap you back in his arms, so you can betray him again, leave him again with your inheritance. Just like the prodigal son in the story that Jesus told us. No, my friends, mercy. When we look closer at the word mercy that we are using, we realize that mercy comes to us through the French language from the Latin word mercies, however, not used until about the 13th century in the context that we know it. One of the key translations of the word hits the nail straight on the head. Mercies, the price paid. God, as we saw in Exodus and Numbers, has mercy, but also justice. When you transgress, the price needs to be paid. When you speed, your ticket needs to be paid in the form of banknotes, money, or time that you sit out in a jail cell, but the price needs to be paid. God says even until the fourth generation, wow, I know my father's name, I know my grandfather's name, but my great-grandfather or my great-great-grandfather's name, and we can still be paying for his transgressions. Where is the grace in that? Where is the mercy that this word speaks about? The price paid? The price paid is the price that is paid on our behalf by our Lord Jesus Christ. Latin, mercer, the price paid. How much God loves us and how much mercy he has shown is all in that one word translation, the price paid. So to receive that mercy, what needs to happen? Psalm 86, verse 5 to 7, King James Version. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. As with David, we need to go back to the Lord, reach for his hand that is stretched out towards us. We do need to reach out, grasp, hold, and receive that handshake of salvation, receiving that mercy from him, whatever consequences it might entail, trusting in him and abandoning the bindings to the past. Not just for God's own people, the Jews, but also for his adopted children, as we read in Luke how John the Baptist was called, we are called. Luke 1, verse 76 to 79, King James Version. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. God will not be angered forever. He will lovingly accept his returning children in the days of old and in the future, for our God is a God that never changes. As adopted children, we are encouraged by the words of the prophet proclaiming that God still loves the backslider, even when we, as backsliders, turned away from him. Jeremiah 3, verse 12, King James Version. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Isaiah cried out, forsake your ways, and you unrighteous man, forsake your sinful thoughts. Return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon your soul, for he will abundantly pardon you. Jesus described it so wonderfully in the parable of the prodigal son, in which the son said, Luke 15, verse 18 to 20. Amplified Bible. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and came to his own father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with pity and tenderness for him. And he ran and embraced him and kissed him fervently. With Arthur Pink, a Puritan, we understand, as it is true that God is merciful and that his mercy endureth forever, still we need to carefully observe to whom this mercy is shown. Even the sinner that is thrown into the lake of fire is an act of mercy. The punishment of the sinner is to be looked at from a threefold viewpoint. From God's side, it is an act of justice, vindicating his honor. The mercy of God is never shown to the prejudice of his holiness and righteousness. From there, the opposite side, it is a result of sin and wrongdoing when they are made to suffer as a due reward for their sin. But from the standpoint of the redeemed, the act of punishment of the transgressor the sinner, it is an act of unspeakable mercy. How terrible will it be that when we, as God's children, are taken up into heaven to be with Him, we still would be surrounded by the children of the devil. Heaven would not be heaven for us anymore, but just a continuation of our existence on earth, still hearing the blasphemy and seeing the sin and the lust. What a mercy will there be in the New Jerusalem? Revelation 21, verse 27, Amplified Bible. But nothing that defiles or profanes or is unwashed shall ever enter it, nor anyone who commits abominations, unclean, detestable, morally repugnant things, or practices falsehood, but only those whose names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Do not think now that we have been dreaming this up, though. Scripture tells us clearly in Psalm 143, verse 12, King James Version. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Again, in Psalm 136, 15, we read that God, Psalm 136, verse 15, King James Version, overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. It was an act of vengeance upon Pharaoh and his hosts, but it was an act of mercy unto the Israelites. Again, in Revelation 19, 1, 3, we read. Revelation 19, verse 1 to 3, King James Version. And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up for ever and ever. When not in repentance, God's judgment is really clear. But God's mercy upon us is really clear too. See David's words in Psalm 32. Psalm 32, Amplified Bible. A psalm of David, a skillful song, or a didactic or reflective poem. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is he who has forgiveness of his transgression continually exercised upon him, whose sin is covered. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the man to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silence before I confessed, my bones wasted away through my groaning all the day long. For day and night, your hand of displeasure was heavy upon me. My moisture was turned into the drought of summer. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, continually unfolding the past till all is told. Then you instantly forgave me the guilt and iniquity of my sin. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. For this forgiveness, let everyone who is godly pray. Pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely, when the great waters of trial overflow, they shall not reach the Spirit in him. You are a hiding place for me. You, Lord, preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs and shouts of deliverance. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like the horse or the mule, which lack understanding, which must have their mouths held firm with bit and bridle, or else they will not come with you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in, relies on, and confidently leans on the Lord shall be compassed about with mercy and with loving kindness. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you uncompromisingly righteous, you who are upright and in right standing with him. Shout for joy, all you upright in heart. We will close as we did last week with verses of Psalm 84. Psalm 84, verse 1 to 5 and 12, Amplified Bible. How lovely are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul yearns, yes, even pines, and is homesick for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out and sing for joy to the living God. Yes, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied, are those who dwell in your house and your presence. They will be singing your praises all the day long. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied, is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. O Lord of hosts, blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied, is the man who trusts in you, leaning and believing on you, committing all and confidently looking to you, and that without fear or misgiving. A beautiful picture. Birds have built nests. The valley filled with weeping is replaced for spring, new life. Walking in strength, from a personal high to a personal high, more and more secure, more and more confident. A daily walk in strength and renewal in Jesus Christ, in God, in His Holy Spirit. With Jesus as our Jehovah Nissi, our shield, our banner, being in this life as we will be in eternity, walking in the presence of our Lord and Savior. Happy, fortunate to be envied, because we are saved by grace and forgiven by His everlasting and enduring mercy. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.